Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome right. back. It's hour number three. Sports Junkies live on 106.7 The Fan.
Yeah,
I Team think, 980, 910 The Fan.
I think Valdez can, we can eavesdrop on Cakes. He's right. on El Zol right now.
Are we
now.
Doing that now?
Yeah, right. Take the top.
And they put their board up depending on best player.
Speaking
they
English.
By position and you by know. Team needs. Oh. Like it's a whole thing,
you
Jeff.
Know what? Next year, we should go to the NFL draft picks.
You should. You know where the draft is next year. I believe I'm correct.
Where?
It's a big party town. It's fun.
Wait.
New Orleans.
What?
Yeah, you can
no,
do.
Vamos.
You can do Mardi Gras. You can do the NFL draft. You can
Let's
do the whole nine.
Takes is perfect
stream.
For that hit.
They asked him how do you, Chepe asked how do you get the list of players that going are into the going into the draft.
Yeah. Chepe follows sock.
So what do you think with your experience? What's going to happen with the Commanders?
They could go under a bunch of different directions at number 29. Like you could. Here's one thing about the draft too, uh-huh. Chepe. I'm gonna just school you guys quickly on this.
Okay.
You can either sit at they're at number 29 in the first round.
They're gonna explain trading back to
the
them.
NFL
right,
draft.
Trading back, right?
So you can either make your pick at 29. You could engage in a trade with another team where you move off your pick and get extra picks.
Thanks for listening to your hit.
Senor.
We're listening to your hit.
Once you've selected
muchacho.
The player,
that's it.
Then that's it. Then you have to go
you
play
for
the next
30 seconds behind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, nice job.
I mean, it's.
They love the fact that you can trade out of 29 and gain picks. They love that.
I mean, it's. Crazy high dollar
yeah.
offer.
Just trying
okay.
to, like.
Yeah, yeah, like. But.
The NFL draft about for the like your beginners.
They
like,
found yeah, no. their.
They learned a lot.
We found their punt segment today.
Nice job, Cakes.
Thank you.
Nice job. So real quick, so I'm going to do the EP here in just a second, but, so my guys are coming down, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, the New Yorkers.
And we're going to the Nats game on mm-hmm. Saturday. We talked about it many times. D's going to be our chauffeur. We'll be, I'm sure we'll make an appearance at the
pre-game.
Bullpen. Vinny's desperate to go to. He loves the bullpen.
He's a yeah. big bullpen guy.
I mean, that's just right up his alley. The,
why is he like it so much?
I hope they love Crocs.
Just loves
outdoor party.
Outdoor beer. Like, that's boom. That's a tailgate to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Vin's one of these guys. Like, he'll go to, like, say, 15 Mets games. I'm guessing. 15 Mets games a year. He tailgates for every Mets game. Like, he tailgates for baseball games.
Yeah. That's aggressive.
Like, he brings his grill. Like, that's... You know, and we'll sit behind home plate because, you know, RJ hooked us up. We'll be right behind home plate. Vin will talk to all the players. He gets
so... So you're going to be right...
I'm surprised he doesn't bring a glove.
Are you going to be first row?
Valdez, yeah, I would be mortified.
Right you haven't sat there before?
I'd be mortified by that.
Yeah, what's he doing?
No, they get a kick out of it.
I know they do, but
they
have some decorum.
They humor him.
He talks to the Mets players and the Nats players?
No, he doesn't really talk to
the Mets players.
He doesn't care about the Nats are Nats to him. He doesn't care about them. He's locked in on the Mets. And he talks to them while they're in the on deck.
That's a blemish on you.
No, it's
but he hangs out with people like that.
Understand.
No, it's
they
just...
love it. They get a kick out of it. They're used to it. They're from New York, right? They're used to
that's
it.
That's fine. They get a kick out of it. sitting next to them, I would not get a kick out of it.
Yeah.
And being a company, like bringing them into the stadium.
Right.
I know. If I was sitting there, my day would be ruined. I mean, shut your pie hole.
In particular, he gets so excited that I'm actually shocked he doesn't bring a glove. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised. Now, you couldn't catch anything where we are because we're behind a net or whatever. But if he was in the outfield or something, he'd bring a glove. I feel like he's that guy that 61
Hack
years old
Hample
he'll bring
with
a
all of his jokes to the Mets.
Yeah. It's not even, dude. I never seen a guy love it more. He just
seriously,
loves it.
It's not like a kid.
He's like a kid.
Let me ask you a real question.
Yeah.
It's not annoying at all. You're not annoyed by it. Because I'd be annoyed.
They don't annoy me. I get a kick out of it.
Don't you feel awkward because other people are sitting around listening to
really.
It?
Not really. Yeah. It's not like, I don't think it's like that. I don't think it's
They're not being disrespectful.
No, I don't think so. They're just the guy. The guy is so happy. He just loves the Mets.
It's a little tilting that you're turning the flagship's front row seats into a Mets cheering section.
There's two guys.
That's a very good point.
I mean, you're not the only guys at Mets.
But
honestly, you look
great
around,
point.
They're not going to be the only guys with Mets jerseys on. There'll be other guys there.
They're the only guys that from the home team's radio station. I know that.
But here's my dilemma. Mm-hmm. They'll be in heaven. My dilemma is, because we did this the last time, they're big. They got their spot. I forget the name of the spot. They go all the time. They go a million times, okay? This Italian spot that they go to like six times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're going to go to something like this, they like to have espresso with buca. I don't know. Where do you get that in D.C.? What bars in D.C. have espresso machines?
No clue.
You know, I don't know.
I guarantee you Circa.
You think Circa has an espresso machine?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can certainly find out.
Because I remember I was wandering around Bethesda trying to find a place. I couldn't find a place.
If you're down here, I guarantee you Circa has one.
Circa? Okay.
Hey, don't blow off any little kids tonight. And make sure D wears those khakis.
What do you mean, blow off little kids? I don't blow
off. That's the last
time. The kid wanted to shake your hand last time you went to a game with Vinny and Joe down there?
There's no chance I blew off a kid.
That guy
was breaking balls. There's no chance.
He had proof.
What was the proof?
That D was wearing khakis, and you said she doesn't wear khakis. She never has, and then he provided photo of her wearing khakis.
She doesn't
or
wear
someone
khakis.
Did.
What was she wearing?
She doesn't wear khakis.
But what was she wearing in that photo?
I don't know. She doesn't wear khakis. She doesn't own khakis.
Oh, okay.
It must have been another Chinese girl.
Chinese.
All right, so Circa's my spot. So I got to hit Circa, then the bullpen.
Yeah, I would go. I'd pregame at Circa or El Bebe right next to it.
Will El Bebe have the espresso machine?
Maybe.
They might.
Yeah. Because I was going to like coffee spots, but they don't sell liquor. You got to go to a bar.
You need a bar
that has an espresso.
Well, espresso martinis are hot right now.
Yeah, so maybe a lot
gotta
of bars.
Have an espresso machine.
An upscale bar or a bar worth a damn will have espresso.
A bar of note will have it.
I mean, I was wandering around clueless last time they were here trying to find it. I couldn't find it for the life of me. I do have an espresso machine in my house, but I never make them. I guess I could do that at the house before we leave.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
I didn't know Vinny was a big fan of like 30-ounce just Miller Lights. Like that's just his thing.
Oh,
he's a big fan.
That's his thing.
Crocs.
That and Crocs. Look for us. All right.
I don't think you're gonna be hard to find. You're gonna be in the
come
freaking
up and say
first
hello
row.
Because they will get a kick out of it.
So that's a 4:05 first
4:05,
pitch on
but
Saturday.
It's gonna be it's gonna be kind of a nightmare because it's gonna be scattered storms.
Did you look at the hourlies?
Yeah.
What are they saying it for?
I think it's supposed to start in the morning, but it just be. Like you say, I don't think it's going to be an all-day rain.
Yeah, spotty.
But I think there's going to be some spotty showers.
I bet Juan Soto can't wait to have a convo with Vinny behind the plate on Saturday.
I'm telling you, I've seen it in person. They don't mind.
Okay.
They interact. I think it's a New York thing. We just can't relate to it. All right, you want me to tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood?
Please
Hollywood
do, please.
And entertainment.
Brought to you by?
That's right. It's driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam, the general manager. Check them out at BMWFairfax.com. Terrible story, but let's just get rid of it. Bears legend Steve McMichael passed away at age 67.
ALS.
ALS.
Awful.
Finally got him. It was terrible. He was diagnosed with the disease back in 2021. became paralyzed from the shoulders down. Such a big, strong guy. Terrible news. I think he was just inducted in the Hall of Fame last year, if you remember. Jared Payton, Walter's son, made the announcement that Steve passed away after a brave fight with ALS. During his 15-year career, Cakes, he had 95 sacks, 14 forced fumbles, an interception, and of course, he won Super Bowl 20 with the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Was named first team All Pro twice, inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2024. So terrible news there, but pour out a little for Steve McMichael. Billy McFarland is in the news, and of course, Fyre Festival's busted, but I think he's finally done something smart. He has decided to sell the brand.
Who would buy it?
Who would want that brand?
As he points out that it's dominated. Fyre Festival has a brand. It's dominated headlines for years.
Yeah,
it gets all the attention. Every time you see news stories all over the place, there is a value
but there's always
to the name.
There's a negative connotation to
so
it.
Any publicity is good publicity. He's basically admitting that I can't pull this off, but he's selling the brand, and someone, I think there already has been a buyer.
Jeez. He's going to
sell the trademark, the intellectual property, the media, everything associated with Fyre. Someone who can execute the grand vision they have for the festival. There's now an auction. This might be the best move he's ever made.
Yeah, but what is the auction going to
fetch? Well,
if
he's not a part of it anymore,
you think it's going to go for high dollars? $1 million.
I think there's a chance. It's such a famous name. It's a huge name.
But what do you attach it to? Like, are you really going to come up
it's
with a
music
festival?
It's a famous name for a bad reason.
It is.
But
we're rebranding it. It's under new ownership, and you have like a legit person involved.
Yeah, but a lot of people. Maybe a lot of people see it.
That's equivalent to buying a cruise ship and naming it the Titanic. Like you would never do that.
Titanic two
in a million years. Who would book a cruise?
It's like Blue Origin being called Challenger.
Who would book a cruise on the Titanic?
What I would equate it to was like when Napster went bust, and then like Justin Timberlake bought it and tried to turn it into something. I don't think it really hit. I think I think it's busted now, but I don't know. I do think there's something to it, and I do think he will make some name. I don't think it's the kind of money he's looking for. I think this guy's trying to make, like...
You're going
to
buy a blimp and call it the Hindenburg?
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
All right. I actually think it's a good idea.
Buff funny kids.
I actually think it's a good idea, but I guess I'm alone. Pope Francis passed away, of course, been dominating the headlines of late, and you guys called it. There's been a spike in conclave viewership, Cakes.
There had to have been.
Big shocker. Let me see. The U.S. streaming viewership hit 18.3 million minutes watched on Tuesday.
Sounds like a lot of minutes.
After it became available on Prime Video. 6.9 million minutes on Monday. The data showed a 3,200% spike in week-over-week viewership. Everyone's checking it out.
Dying's good for business.
Good for business.
If the junks all died in a blimp crash, our streams go crazy.
This is
talking a lot about blimps.
I'm trying to fit as many blimp references in as I can.
Dude, I saw there was some video of a person. I mean, you're not JP jumped out of a plane with the Golden Knights.
Correct.
They're the best in the world.
Yeah.
I still wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw There was something where they were in a balloon, in an air balloon, and then they did a swing off of it. It was connected to something somehow.
Sounds but
and
dangerous.
And then dropped themselves and parachuted down.
Yeah.
Is there any chance in a million years?
No.
First of all, I would never get in the
hot air. Was it a blimp?
I would never get in the hot air balloon.
Yeah.
Because even though Jason has a relative that is an accomplished hot air balloonist.
Does that guy still do all that? That
I would
ballooning?
Never, ever do it.
I don't ever talk to him, but it's my cousin, my distant cousin, but I assume he's still
Oh,
does.
Yeah, he's distant. He's way off in a hot air balloon somewhere.
He hasn't gone around yet, just trying to explore the world.
He's gone around the world.
He's gone around the world in a balloon.
It's so dumb.
Can you imagine?
No. I can't even fathom that.
I can't even remember his name. My cousin, I can't remember his name.
Yeah, but he's like your 20th cousin.
Yeah, I know. He lives in like Albuquerque.
I think.
How is he related? Your mom had like 100 siblings.
Somewhere down the line.
I'm going to Google famous hot air balloonists, see if he comes up.
Yeah, do that. And
but you don't even know his name.
No, it'll ring a bell.
Once you see it?
Once I see it.
Let's see. These are all old dead guys. Not a chance.
Just Google famous current.
Well, say went around the world in a hot air balloon. Did he ever complete the mission? He did.
Yeah.
But he wasn't like the first. Because wasn't there like a race to be the first to go around the world in a hot air balloon? Didn't Richard Branson try to do it? I think he did some ballooning. I'm telling you. All right, while you look that up, Pete Davidson is in the news, and it's obviously because of all of the money and the time he's spending removing his tattoos. Cakes, so you care to guess how much he's spent so far in removing tattoos? He says he's 30% done.
He spent $250,000.
Pretty close, $200,000. Mm. If you can't. This is a math problem I can't do. If you spent $200,000, you're 30% done.
This is for all these.
How much is he going to end up spending? It's about $1 million. About $1 million, yeah. Roughly, because you double that, get to 500 ish, right? So here's how he says it works. Think about this. This is how brutal it is to get a tattoo removed. He says, it's a 6-week healing process each time you get one tattooed removed, okay? He's got like 200 different tattoos, okay? So it's 6 weeks between each one, all right?
Yeah.
Each tattoo is 10 to 12 sessions to get rid of it.
Okay.
So I don't even know. So 10 weeks, and then you got to wait 6 weeks to do another one.
My brain is just completely fried.
Right. It's going to take him, I think he's done the math, it's going to take him like 10 years and over $1 million to get rid of all these tattoos.
That's crazy.
But I think it's a good reason. They say, why are you doing this? And he says, it's very painful, as everyone says. He says, I used to be a drug addict.
Mm-hmm.
I was a sad person. I felt ugly, and I needed to be covered up. Now, when I see those, I just see a sad drug addict.
Okay.
I don't want to be reminded of that.
Okay.
Which makes sense.
Sure.
But it's going to be a 10-year process. You've seen him in any commercials lately, I'm sure they're using some makeup. It looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, usually when I see guys get rid of tattoos, they still look like there's like remnants. You could see like faded, right? Yeah. Like how perfect is that process?
I have no clue.
I don't think it's that perfect.
Hey, Jason, your cousin's name isn't Steve Fawcett, is it? Because he went around the world in a hot air balloon in 13 days.
No, I believe it's Troy Bradley.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the guy.
It's Troy Bradley.
No, I remember Steve Fawcett.
By the way, Richard Branson and a dude named Per Lindstrand took a hot air balloon across the Atlantic in 33 hours.
Yeah, I told you. He did
some
ballooning.
Not days, 33 hours.
Told you. Yeah. And last
I'm trying
but
to find
least,
out exactly what he did. He did something just crazy.
Drabby.
Yeah, he got in a hot air balloon.
He got in one.
That's crazy enough.
Drabby, yeah. I know that this is the dream for you, but in reverse, Martha Stewart is going on record praising Glenn Powell. He's very handsome, and he has a really nice body. Is that the dream for you, Drabby?
Absolutely not.
You're not into that.
I'm not into. Am I into Martha Stewart and Glenn Powell potentially?
Martha Stewart is 83 years
old.
Now,
I will say this. I think Martha Stewart has aged now wonderfully.
Right.
Like, she's clearly had a lot of work done, but she doesn't look like she's had a lot of work done.
She looks pretty good considering.
Looks like she's about.
She's 83.
70 years old or 68 years old.
If Martha Stewart propositioned you, you were drunk at an Academy Awards party or something. You were at the Vanity Fair party.
No, but I'd make out with her.
You would?
I would make it. Yeah, for the story.
But you would draw the line at making out? Why not just go all the way?
I don't know.
It
gross.
Seems extreme.
It would be.
But making out is fine.
Yeah, man, I'd make out with her.
By the way, your cousin, Troy Bradley, inducted into the U.S. Ballooning Hall of Fame July 31, 2016.
Yeah, he. Nice.
This has to be the same guy.
It's the same guy.
Has to be.
No, he's the same guy.
He recorded the first U.S. to Africa balloon flight in 1992.
Yep, he's been doing it forever.
You're cousin is a stud, and you don't barely knew his name.
I've never met him. Don't even know how I'm related to him. I just know he's a distant cousin.
I know that you wouldn't go up in a hot air balloon with him.
Never.
Even though he's very accomplished.
Not for a lot of money.
I'm sure you wouldn't. All right, don't forget, Devontae Smith-Pelly will join us coming up in just about 20 minutes at 8:40. We'll talk about the Caps leading the Canadiens 2-0 in their playoff series.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Line Thursday, you're welcome to call us throughout the show at 800-636-1067. Those lines are wide open if you'd like to call right now. I feel bad that I gave Chepe and Patricia bad intel on my hit. Yeah. On Elzor.
Might have to do another one.
I was hyping up the fact that the draft next year is in NOLA. New Orleans. Go party. Have a good time on Bourbon Street. It's in Pittsburgh. I just botched it.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't fully vet myself. I just went with my gut, with my vibe. Shocker, it was wrong.
Right.
But these things happen sometimes. Sometimes you trust your tingle or something that you think is correct, and it's not actually correct.
Pittsburgh, great sports town. It's a great sports town.
It's a really good sports town, yeah.
Really
no doubt
good
about
sports
it.
Town. Everything's freaking gold and black there.
If they want to watch a team.
Like literally the bridges, everything.
Yeah.
If they want to watch a hockey team compete in the playoffs, they're kind of out of luck this season.
Correct.
So they're a great sports town. I'm not taking anything away from them. I'm just letting everybody know, Savannah McCann included, because she's a Yinzer, no Pittsburgh Penguins in the playoffs. That's a sad, sad state of affairs. Mm. It really is. My heart goes out to them.
I know you feel really badly about it.
I feel so bad. I feel the worst, actually, that the Pens are not in the playoffs. But sometimes that happens.
But the Caps are, and they're playing game 3. And we're going to talk to our boy, Devontae Smith-Pelly, I believe, next segment.
Yes, scheduled.
Scheduled to join us.
He pulled us off on the Altcast because Ovi had scored like 894 and he wanted to be nearby, if
correct.
I remember correctly.
All right, well.
Actually, he'd scored 893 and he shut it
down.
And
he probably did get to bed late, but we're assuming he's going to be available in 15
So we're
going to
have Devontae Smith, hopefully, next break. And then at 9 o'clock, I think this is going to be fun. We're going to do our own version of the mock draft, but what we're going to use is one of these like PFF mock generators, and we'll just go through the whole thing real quick, go through every pick, and then when we get to 29, we're not trading out.
Nope.
We're making a pick. We'll argue amongst ourselves who we think they should select.
You're going to be E.B. Peters.
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to be Cakes Quinn.
Who's
I believe Jason's the director of college scouting.
Tim Gribble.
Oh, that's who you're going to be?
Yeah. Although he has less hair than I do.
We're going to be doing some very... Some very PG role playing. It's role playing.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
I know you're into role playing. I'm sure you're into it.
Nothing naughty or weird.
No handcuffs
just
or anything.
Role playing.
You don't own handcuffs, do you?
I own handcuffs.
I'm just asking a question.
You know what? He might.
He wouldn't be surprised.
Actually, I wouldn't be surprised.
JP.
I actually did. The handcuff ranking. Yeah. JP 1.
Yeah. Cakes 2.
Yeah. Eric 3.
Me Jason. Way down
it's
there.
It's weird that I'm
me
number
ninth.
2. I don't know why I'm number 2 on the list, but sure.
No.
That's
well,
fine.
Because you're into like choking. Like there's stuff that you're into.
Light simulated choking. Not like Shannon Sharp level choking.
Although I wouldn't put him as Drab. Drab's up there too because he's into like food and like, you know, he's into weird stuff.
What do you mean food?
What do you mean into food?
You know, like whipped cream. Like you're into like food.
Yeah. Long time ago. Not so much anymore.
Nothing wrong with some whipped cream here and there.
Right. Oh, I love whipped cream.
It's delicious.
If you ever offer me whipped cream, I'm eating. Thank you, Kim, for sending us the food from Panera.
Yep.
If you ever offer me whipped cream, I will never say no. There's not a scenario in life.
Pretty much with you.
Where I would
like,
ever
do you
say
want
no,
cream
I don't
on
want
your
whipped
pie?
Cream.
I would say yes.
Yeah. Do you want whipped cream on your coffee? Yes. Do you want whipped cream on your ice?
You know what? That's a new life leak for me. A new variant in the coffee additive in the grocery store is not just whipped cream, it's cold foam in a whipped cream can, and it's flavored.
I don't know
and
what that is.
You squirt it on your iced coffee.
Yeah.
And it's just so delicious.
It's called like cold foam?
Cold foam, like chocolate cold foam or s'mores flavored cold foam on top of your iced coffee. Do you know
I'm
how delicious
in.
That is?
I would
it's
love
silly.
That.
It's so freaking good.
Sometimes I treat myself to Dunkin' Donuts
on
the weekend.
Yeah.
And when I go in there, I get black iced coffee with cookie batter cold foam.
It's so good. Mm. It's so freaking good.
Are you guys like me? Oh, that's silly. I would eat the whole. But I've done it before. Believe me. No, I don't need to do
no,
it.
No, do it. I want to see.
Whose is this?
It was in the fridge.
No, I don't want. It's gross.
How old is that?
Yeah, this thing could be.
Check the date on that.
That looks really fairly new.
It's heavy.
Is it?
It's heavy.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, give me. Come on, now.
Look. He's gonna hack it all up.
Is it gross? Is it? Or you just got
there was something
much?
Hard in there.
Hold on.
See, that's probably been in there for 3 years.
Hold on.
Yeah, look, he's going to go spit it out.
It doesn't taste rancid.
Nice bit.
Hold on.
It's terrible, isn't it?
No, it's delicious. I'm going to take another hit. Oh, hold on. Why am I not putting, look, right in the coffee. Some there. And then do another direct hit.
So good.
What a stupid show.
Yeah.
This is a dumb show, but. This dumb show is coming up in year 30.
Yeah.
Okay? So dumb sells.
Right.
Dumb work.
Love whipped cream. I do love whipped cream.
Oh,
who doesn't
man, this
love it?
Just made my coffee 1,000 times better.
You love sausage, too. And that's right. What you got over there.
All right. Let's go real quick. Let's go to Jeff
like
in D.C. It is an open line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show. Jeff, what's going on, man? You're over the Junkies.
Hey, what's going on, boys?
What's
hey,
up, Jeff?
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thanks,
what's up?
Hey, listen, does anybody else have a little bit of concern about the Caps? You know, we dominated games 1 and 2, right, and put a lot of pucks on the net. Nothing's going through.
Right.
And I'm a long-time fan, right? We had this great season, second or first in the league in goals per game. And then, you know, listen, I understand the playoffs are different, but – you know, the Canadians are not that great of a team defensively, and Montchambeau is, like, you know, just an okay goaltender. So, you know, I think we can make it past this first round, but I'm getting a little bit of concern about rounds two and beyond.
I mean, look.
What if the Montembeau dude is just...
I think he's well. Just on
what
a
if
heater.
What if he's just hot? I mean... Yeah.
They've been scoring goals all year.
They're putting good shots on him. He's right. Just stopping them. You know?
I agree. But then you watch all these other teams, other series right now, and...
They're all scoring.
There's some really... Yeah. They're all scoring, and they're all beautiful goals, too, right? Like, really well-drawn-out goals, whereas, like, ours are, like, McMichael off the defender's leg, or... You know, the Strome goal is pretty good last night. But other than that, it's just, you know, we're not setting up the good plays. And it just gives me a little bit concerned that we're not playing our game.
For my taste. Sometimes the playoff goals, especially, they're gritty and ugly. And you just take them however you can get them. They're scoring three goals per game. I know one was an empty netter.
One was an empty netter. I understand. Can't count that one.
I mean, not every goal is going to be a Picasso masterpiece.
I would say this. Let's wait to see what happens tomorrow night. In Montreal, because if they win another game, you know, 2-1, or they lose 2-1, I might start getting concerned a little bit offensively. But here's the thing, LT is playing out of his mind.
Yeah, he's having a great series.
Totally.
So they can win games that way because he's been so hot. So, but I would agree. I mean, I'd like to win a game 5-1, so you don't have to really worry about it.
And also, I was surprised. I'm sure you guys all saw the graphic last night that they flashed up. I think. During a normal NHL game, during the regular season, there are like 42 or 43 hits per game. In the playoffs, that number goes up like into the mid to high 70s.
Yeah. Wow.
So, I mean, it's just much more physical. Yeah. There's not as much goal scoring, even though I know like the Kings and the Oilers are scoring a bunch of goals. Like, goal scoring is down in the playoffs because it's a more physical brand of hockey.
How many times do you see where you got 26 shots to their 10 or 11 and you only have one goal at that point?
I know it's frustrating,
right,
but
and they have won.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
All right, don't get
Montembeau's playing really well.
Don't get too concerned yet.
As great as Logan Thompson is playing, Montembeau is like one click below him.
He's been playing great.
The Caps, they're getting enough shots on net. They're getting quality looks. He's just playing well in net. Sometimes that happens. Like you're facing another good goalie. We've got a guy who's playing great. They've got a guy who's playing one shade below that. And it's been tough for the Caps.
But at some point, I mean, you can't keep winning games like that. You're going to have to score some goals.
Understood.
Especially since it's Montreal, right? It's not Toronto. It's not Florida. I don't even know who they're slated to play next if they advance past Montreal. But you're going to have to score some goals.
Sure.
Because you're going to start facing better offenses.
Mm-hmm. All right, coming up next,
we'll wait to see what happens tomorrow night.
We'll talk more Caps with Devontae Smith-Pelly, Caps analyst on Monumental Sports. Welcome back.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The Junk's on 106.7 The Fan, Monumental Sports Network. Team 980 as well. Scheduled to join us is Devontae Smith-Pelly, Caps analyst for Monumental Sports Network. I believe he's joining us right now on the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. It's Devontae Smith-Pelly. What's up, DSP? Good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. Doing great, by the way, man. If anybody ever sees DSP in downtown DC or anywhere in the DMV, you should always buy this man a drink.
Buy him a drink.
Okay, buy him a drink. He had 7 goals and an assist.
Get him a haircut.
In the Caps Stanley Cup run from 2018.
For life.
So you see him saddle up to a bar, you say, I'm going to buy that fine fella a drink.
When's the last time that happened, DSP?
Honestly, last night I went out and I didn't pay for anything. So,
see,
there you go.
That's beautiful.
Nice life. Beautiful. Well, nice life you've carved out for yourself, buddy.
It's a great world.
So, Devontae, another guy who shouldn't be paying for drinks or meals or anything anytime soon in DC is Logan Thompson for the way he's played in the first two games. Were you surprised at how effective he's been since he came off the injury? And just talk about his play through these first two games. I mean, he's been spectacular, way better than anybody could have imagined.
Oh, definitely not surprised. I think, you know, you look at his record, you look at his, his first 40 games that he played in the season, it was really, really good. I think we saw a lot of that during the regular season, him playing a lot of really good games, making timely saves. I obviously the playoffs is amplified, but I think when you look at his body of work for the whole season, this is kind of what it's been. It's good goaltending. So coming off an injury, you obviously never know how somebody's going to react from missing games and then jumping into the playoffs. Obviously, it's a big jump, but this is the goaltending that they've been getting from him all season. So that way, I'm not really surprised.
And Chucky's such a good teammate. Like, I'm sure that he's completely happy that Thompson is back, that he got tabbed to be the starter. If he needs to go in, I'm sure he's going to go in and perform admirably, but he has to be thrilled at the way Thompson's playing. Those guys just had a good synergy all season long.
Yeah, I think, you know, I can't speak for Chucky, but as a player, you always want to play. But the relationship they have and the support they have for each other is great. There's no bad blood. There's no, I wish I was in there instead of him or anything like that. They're 100% about the team. So I'm definitely not worried about that. If you're going to go on a long playoff run, you're going to need probably both goalies anyway. So I'm sure Chucky will be ready when called upon.
So are you concerned at all that the Caps seem to have outplayed, I'd say, at least 4 of the 6 periods? There have been parts of the third period sometimes where you feel like you're kind of on the wrong side of it. But we're not able to pull away. At one point yesterday, I think we had 26 shots that are 11. I know that's not the perfect metric, but I like it pretty good. And we just weren't able to pull away. Is that something to be concerned about? Or is that just something maybe unique to this series? Because their goalie's playing great too.
Yeah, I wouldn't say there's any concern. Would you like to, you know, kind of get that third goal to make it 3-0 or make it 3-1 earlier in the game? Yeah, obviously. But like you said, their goalie's playing really well. They obviously have that push, which is regular. That's going to happen in the playoffs. Is teams are up 2-0, 2-1, and the other team gets a little bit of a push and gets a lot of shots. But no, I definitely wouldn't say there's some concern. It's not as if they're taking their foot off the gas at 2-0 or 2-1. They're still pushing, but like you said, the goaltender on the other side is playing well as well.
So, Devontae, with Pro out with the injury, and we saw him skating yesterday, hopefully he's back in a bit, they needed other guys to step up, help provide offense, and Bevilier has gone above and beyond. He's been really good in these first two games. Talk about him, and we touched on this earlier, like, why does that guy like change teams so often? He's been on a bunch of different teams in the NHL. He's a young player that seems pretty skilled. Why do you think he's had a hard time like sticking in one place throughout his career?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's hard to say because he's had some really good seasons, stats wise and stuff like that, but you know, I can't speak for other teams, but I think maybe, you know, he's kind of caught in between, you know, when he came into the league, he was a complete skill guy and had a couple of years successfully as that, you know, as an Islander and stuff like that. And as you move around, I guess different teams have different ideas of what you are, but if you look at his playoff stats in total, he's always been a playoff performer. So him getting a chance to play with Ovi, they got a little bit of a matchup advantage with some of the other lines taking the Montreal top line. So I'm definitely not surprised that he, you know, looks this way early in the series. And I think he'll continue to be a big part of the Caps' success.
All right, so game three, Devontae's going to be raucous up in Montreal at the Bell Center. It's probably going to be a great atmosphere. Montreal probably has some confidence. Those young kids probably have some confidence based on how they've played, especially in the third period of games one and two. What are you seeing? What do you think the big key for Washington is in game three on the road?
Well, the atmosphere in the Bell Center is unlike any arena ever. So that first 10 minutes is going to be super important. You know, even if guys have played playoff games in the past, that first 10 minutes in the Bell Center is going to be probably a shock to a lot of guys. It's extremely loud. The building shakes right from the start. So yeah, I think it'll be important for the first 10 minutes to kind of weather that storm. And as loud as and, you know, rowdy as that crowd gets, they also aren't very patient. So, if you have a good first 10 minutes and don't let the crowd kind of get into it and get the team excited, you know, you can kind of use the crowd against that team. So I think the start will be super important. If you have a good first 10 minutes, the crowd will start feeling it, and I think the pressure will kind of shift to your team.
Joined by Devontae Smith-Pelly, Caps analyst on Monumental Sports Network. So last night, the Caps out-hit Montreal by 7. Hmm. Talk about what it's like going through a series when you're facing a team like the Caps. It's big and physical and hits a lot. Like the toll that it takes on you and your teammates when those guys are just constantly coming at you in waves throughout the series. How does that take an effect on you and your body going through each series with a team like the Caps?
Yeah, it takes a massive toll, obviously, physically with, you know, bumps and bruises. But, you know, I'll give an example. I think later in the third period, Lane Hudson, who's a young kid, really good defenseman, you know, he'd been going back and getting pucks all night. And, you know, he loves to have the puck. And he kept going back and getting hit and getting hit and getting hit. And then late in the third period, he looked over his shoulder and he saw Tom Wilson, and he just decided, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm over it. So it takes a toll physically, but mentally, especially for a younger team, you know, how much are they willing to just keep dealing with that? How much are they willing to, every single time they go back and get the puck, do they have to look over their shoulder and they're getting hit? It doesn't have to be, you know, the hardest hit ever, but it's every single time you're on the ice. And eventually, like last night, you'll see guys just start to, I don't want to do that anymore, and that's how you create turnovers, and that's how you create scoring chances. So it's extremely important. You might not see the effects of the forecheck and the hitting every single night or for every single guy, but I guarantee you majority of guys, eventually they look up and they say, I don't want to do that anymore, and it's a great scoring chance.
How were you feeling last night when they pulled Montembeau and it was 6-on-5 and they were getting some really good shots, and you know, Logan was making unbelievable saves there, deflections, and I was in bed, but I was on the edge of my bed Devontae, believe me. I thought they were going to score there. How are you feeling with all those good shots they were getting off?
Yeah, I think, you know, Logan was kind of in that zone where, for me personally, it didn't seem like they were going to score. On 6-on-5, you know, the other team's going to get a couple chances. I thought the Caps did a good job of at least making it tougher. The game before, towards the end, I don't think they did a great job at defending and getting the puck out, but you know, there's a lot of sacrifice of the body and things like that. But the way Logan was playing it looked like he was going to keep the door shut, and obviously he did.
Devontae, thanks for the time, man. We appreciate it. It's Devontae Smith-Pelly, Caps analyst on Monumental Sports Network. And everybody remember, his money is no good around you if you see him out and about in public. Thanks, Devontae.
Thank
appreciate
you,
the time, man.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Yep. That Caps content brought to you by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military. Made in America. Check out acecomputers.com right now. Coming up next, we're going to get into the Junks War Room. We're going to crunch the numbers. We're going to run a mock draft all the way up to 29, and then we're going to battle it out to see who the Commanders are going to take at pick number 29. We will do that next right here on The Fan.